and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl Linda Bott, 7:05 in the morning on May the 16th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can run, but you can't hide. We are all over the world. And just join our chat room by clicking on the listen to it now, listen to the show, and then just put your name in there, and preferably one that's not hyphenated, and you can join our chat room. Got a big show today. In fact, I'm going to be leaving the studio here, hopefully not my body, here in a couple minutes, because I have a chance, but it's Hotorama week. I have a chance to ride in a very, very cool, hot dragster around the block here a few times. Well, I'm going to stay in touch with you.
Right past the cop shop.
We're just going to see if we can't burn some rubber and just go right past them sideways on it. And then, okay, who else we have? We have Gary Cadden here to talk about the city council. We're going to have Doug Jakey here for the Board of Realtors. And we got Silas Lyons coming in. In between, we're going to talk about the Greeks coming apart at the seams. Front page news about Russ Maul getting ready to retire. However, we announced that 2 or 3 weeks ago and talked about it. Honestead is getting attacked via websites. He says it's tied directly to LaMalfa. LaMalfa campaign is saying that's not true. And Governor Brown begging the taxpayers to raise taxes. But before we get into all of that, let's go to our favorite people. The Wells Fargo Advisors giving us the market minute. Susan Eastman, good morning.
Good morning, Carl Linda. Well, stocks are rebounding this morning on positive U.S. economic data. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 72 points at 12,703. The S&P 500 is positive 8 points at 1339. The NASDAQ Composite is up 13 points at 2907. Active stocks this morning, Pfizer's positive 31 cents, trading at 22.61 per share. General Motors up $1.14 at 22.56. ExxonMobil up $1.23, trading at 83.02 per share. Local stocks of interest, Safeway's positive 30 cents at $19.80. Costco's up 29 cents, trading at $84.86. AT&T up 9 cents at $33.43 per share. Treasury prices are lower. The 10-year note is down 9/32 to yield 1.80%, and the 30-year bond is 2.95%. For commodities, gold is down $17.50 an ounce at $15.39. Silver is off 65 cents at $27. Crude oil down $1.20, trading at $92 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. Monday through Friday, 710, 810, 906 in the morning is our Wells Fargo Advisors are located out on Park Marina Drive. And somebody needs to explain to me if the cost of oil is going down regularly, why is the cost of gas going up? Why is that, Governor Brown? Why is that, President Obama? Is that just something in the Democratic genes? No, it was in Republicans too, but nothing like this. Not continuous and not, watching everybody else's gas go down except ours. We're going to take a break now. When I get back, I'm going to be in a flaming red with flames painted all over a hot rod, talking to you and talking to Gary Cat. I'll be right back.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Reading. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at CrownMotorsReading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, I'm Bob Moore. My family and I have run Moore's Flour Mill in Reading for nearly 40 years. We also have a 75-acre grain farm in Churn Creek Bottom, and it's been my dream to restore an old grist mill on the site and to grow a variety of crops to be processed and sold at the farm. Unfortunately, none of this will be possible if Measure B passes. So I'm here to ask you to please vote no on Measure B. And remember, Measure B has nothing to do with the shopping mall. Support real agriculture. Vote no on Measure B.
Paid for by Moore's Flour Mill.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
712 KCNR 1460, and we're going to head right out to the street and Carl Bott in the hot rod. Carl.
Hey, Fred, I'm with Ken Freitas, or Jeff Freitas, and we have got a 32 Ford Roadster. Now, listen, we're going to crank it up right now. Oh, yeah. Okay, we're gonna kind of cruise up and down the street here, and while we're doing that, we welcome Gary Cat. Gary, how you doing?
Good morning, Carl. How are you? Now, boy, that's a beautiful red roadster you're in out there.
Well, I tell you what, it's Autorama week, and we've got tickets too for Autorama. So, we've got two tickets to Autorama. The first person to call 605-4567 is gonna get a set of tickets. Now we're getting ready to cruise down California Street. And anyway, you were at the city council meeting last night.
Say that again, Carl. You broke up.
Did anything big happen at the city council meeting last night?
Yes, it did. Sorry about that. To start off last night with the Pledge of Allegiance, a young Cub Scout by the name of Andrew Johnson led the assembly there in the pledge, and it was really neat. Then there was a presentation for Citizens Award from the police department. Chief Paletti had three individuals that have saved lives in Reading. Let's see, we got here Daniel Johnson was able to help. He found a senior citizen with dementia back in the winter months when it was cold. That particular night it got down to 16 degrees, and the gentleman was out on his own, so they got him back to his healthcare facility. Then Mike Lake. And he and his wife and three children were traveling down East Side Road. A lady in front of them went off the road and rolled over into a creek. Mike got down there, broke a window out, got into the car, got her positioned to where she could breathe with the water coming into the car, got back out of the car through the broken window, got a knife from another person on the bank, went back into the car, cut her seat belt, and got her out of the car and got her up, up to safety. And then the third one was, John Thompson. There was a shooting in his parking lot of his business, and it was a police officer had been shot, and he didn't worry about who had the gun or who what was going on. He got his first aid kit and he went out to help the officer and possibly saved a life there. So there was three individuals last night that were given Citizens Award, and we need to shout out for them, all three of them, for standing up and helping people in a time of need. Then
well, I think that's great. Now, can you hear me?
Yes, can.
Did you hear the? Did you hear this great car?
Yes.
A little bit.
Oh well, this is a 1932 Roadster, and it was built by Teddy Bozio, and he was a famous car builder from the Redding and North State area. And this is absolutely a beautiful, beautiful car. And when you're sitting down here low and you're looking at it, I mean, it's absolutely immaculate. The paint job's perfect. And this is going to be out at Hotorama, is that right?
Correct.
Okay, this is going to be out at Hotorama here on the starting tomorrow, I guess. Friday, Saturday. And now we're going pushing G's down the road. Did you know that you can make the green light if you go twice the speed instead of just half the speed? Okay, Jerry, what else happened?
Well, last night there's also one of the main items was the development impact fees. This is the reduction in impact fees for builders when they build a home, they save roughly about $12,500. And the city has had two different fee reductions in the past, both of them for 50 permits. And so far, the builders have used 64 permits and have 36 to go. And there was talk last night of extending that, or even maybe reducing it, but still giving an amount. So what the city council did was send it back to staff, and staff will come back at a meeting in June to whether they're going to continue on past the 36 that they still have available now, and or cut it down on a percentage. The biggest problem we have here, granted, is helping the builders and the carpenters and plumbers and roofers in the area, but at the same time, is taking $1.25 million out of the city budget for streets, roads, water, wastewater. So there's a balance here that has to be applied here, and it's going to be interesting to see how the city council comes up with that issue. Basically, I also last night supported sending a letter to host the 2013 USA BMX Nationals. Now, these are bicycle nationals. This is quite a deal. They're held all across the country, and it's quite a deal to bring this to Reading and put it on, because we're going to have quite an influx of people come into the city, and they'd be using the area down around the rodeo grounds. So that's the real plus getting that. And outside of that, Carl, I think that's probably just about what went on last night.
Well, thanks a lot, Gary. You know what? We always appreciate you coming in and talking about what's happening at the City Hall. And right now, I am riding in a 1932 Roadster, Jeff Ritter's, built by Mr. Ed Bosio, and we're going down California Street, and 440 horsepower. Just part of what's happening at Hotorama. And this is, you know, when you see him coming by down the street, you just can't realize just how much fun it is. And, hey, Pat Bob, how much time do we have before we get a break?
We can take it any time.
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and I should be heading at least getting close, and he's going to let me just jump out of the car as I go by. All right, we'll be right back.
County seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the 2012 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 23rd. Learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag with a $10 gas card inside. Shoppers save an extra 15% with your Macy's card. Don't miss this community event on Wednesday, May 23rd. Over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast and lunch and more prizes this year than ever. 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. Keurig coffee maker giveaways. And at 1 p.m., three Macy's gift card drawings. Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 23rd. Vendors include Accent Care, Kirkwood Assisted Living, California Telephone Access Program, Reading Acupuncture, Comfort Keepers, Robert Bishop and Insurance, U.S. Senior Vets, Shasta Estates, and Hilltop Estates. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory, Precious Cargo, MD Imaging, Welcome Home Assisted Living, and Macy's. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 and AM 1230 KLXR.
Under Measure B, property owners in a small part of Shasta County could be shut down until 2036. 2036. That seems like a long time, doesn't it? But that's just what it says right here in the official Shasta County ballot book. If Measure B passes, farmers, businesses, and other landowners can't make property changes until the year 2036. Sure, Measure B has exceptions, and you can always just call for a countywide election. But why should property owners here in Shasta County have to hire lawyers at their own expense just to tell them what they can and can't do with their own land? And Measure B is so confusing. It's just going to wind up in court, with Shasta County taxpayers paying the bills. Look, we all want to protect ag land, but Measure B goes too far. But don't just take my word for it. The Shasta County Farm Bureau says Measure B is poor planning and unnecessary. That's why the Farm Bureau urges you to vote no on Measure B. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Property Rights. No on Measure B.
Please join the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard and Senior Chief Rob Burrows of the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center for a sunset dinner cruise on Lake Shasta, Sunday night, May 20th, 2012, from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Tri-tip dinner will be included, an open bar. Tickets are $150 each. Reservations are required. Only 50 seats available, so please make your call today. All proceeds from this event will be going to the Liberty Park for the new Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center campus to be located at Reading Municipal Airport. Again, the phone number for this is 378-2280. That's 378-2280. Come join us for a wonderful night. Here is your chance to meet with the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. Enjoy a fantastic dinner and spending an evening on beautiful Lake Shasta, just in time for Sunday's solar eclipse. Again, the number to call, 378-2280.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
On KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl's coming back in through the door after his little hot rod excursion there. I'll take the opportunity to give you a real quick weather report. Spring-like and a little bit on the muggy side right now. We're looking at 59 degrees, and over the next 6 hours, we'll have sunny temperatures warming into the middle 80s and light winds. Currently in Reading, 59 degrees. As always, this report brought to you by our good friends out at Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, where you can go out and get great pizzas on Thursday nights. You have great, great food out there. Give them a call, 474-5546, and you can make reservations, listen to the music, brunches, everything. Anselmo Vineyards. If I'm talking a little strange because I can't hear anything, I've been in a 32 Ford coupe with a 440 horsepower engine, and let me tell you something. That is a great car. Hotorama. It's Friday and Saturday. Great time. Okay, Gary, what else do you have here for us?
Well, got one more quick thing that did happen at the meeting last night. At the very start, under non-agendized items, there was nine folks from the Hacienda Heights subdivision were back up before council talking about their park that was promised to them 25 years ago. And they don't look like they're going to be going away. They're going to be standing up and hassling with the council over this issue. There was roughly about 20 or 25 adults and about 12 children there last night on this issue. And they put on some good points as to what's going to happen with that park out there. So it's another thing to see the citizens standing up and making their voice heard.
Well, you know what? We had them on the show, and went out there and looked at the place. And the bottom line is that they paid money for it years ago, mm-hmm. and so to just arbitrarily say you're not going to have it without at least reimbursing them something.
Yeah. Well, it's been 25 years.
It's been 25 years, but still, you know, you buy it. There's going to be a park here. We've changed our minds. The money you put into it, I'm just sorry, you just lost it.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
I mean,
city's got to be more.
You know what? Maybe we just make things too simple here. But to me, you put money into something and it's never built, and now we're going to take it away from you. I'm not going to repay you. Even if it's a little bit, you know, it's not right. You know, it's like these class action suits. You end up getting $5 back. You know, there's billions paid back because lawyers take half of it and all that.
Right.
But you get like $10 back. Right. At least you get something back.
Right. Yeah, and they need something for out there. There's a number of children there.
Well, there's a school across the street, but as I think they said, Rick Pacetti said, they can leap that fence and go over there and play.
Leap the fence with a single bound.
I bet Rick wishes he hadn't said that one. So, okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Gary.
Okay.
Appreciate you very much. You're always,
Your hair's all blown in the wind, so we can tell you've been out in a red roach.
You know what? I can understand why people now will spend lots of time and lots of money building those things. And the other thing I asked Jeff, I said, is it going to be a, you see a lot of young people coming up? And Jeff says, you know, you don't. And the reason you don't is money. Because a lot of young people don't have the money to put into these things. So they try to help them. So, okay, let's go to the phones. Charles, good morning. Now, Charles wrote to me about ballot boxes, and he was quite upset about the fact that just ballot boxes are going to be left unguarded out in the streets. What's going on, Charles?
Well, I didn't want to wait for an email reply from the county registrar's office because it might not have come in time for the city council meeting. So since I had to be in town anyway, I went ahead and went there in person to see if they had to try to get some sort of information, you know, to see what exactly it was that they had in mind, because that information was missing from the city staff report. I mean, wasn't there in the staff report. Had it been in the staff report, a lot of alarm wouldn't have happened.
So there's no reason to be alarmed, is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm still not crazy about the idea of outdoor, you know, ballot collection boxes, but what the county is deputy registrar is proposing, according to the information he gave me, is a heck of a lot better than a simple tin box.
Yeah, it's kind of like an armored box that people can put their ballots into, and they're kind of safe, as opposed to just throwing something out there. Anybody can just bust into and take or throw things in.
Right, and the company name that he mentioned to me was Fort Knox Mailboxes or something.
Just the name makes you feel safer. How about this name?
The heck different from the. From the postal collection, from the slotted tin boxes that you might, I thought of when I read the city staff report.
Well, so now you feel better, I feel better, and the public should feel better. And I've only got 30 seconds, Charles, so thank you so much for your phone call.
By the way, we weren't able to, those of us listening, were not able to hear the sound of the engine at all.
What? Okay, don't force me to go out there and stick the phone up against or the microphone up against the inside of that engine. It will be trying to replace tubes for a year. Okay, Charles, thanks a lot. Okay,
all right.
We got to take a break here. When we do, we come back, we're going to have the Board of Realtors spokesman coming in here. And, yes, it's about Measure A and B. That, as you all know, that we had the town hall meeting last night. It was on we broadcast. It was also on KRCR. 8 o'clock, Silas Lyons coming in. Record Searchlight. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Fox Business Network, Wall Street is kicking off the trading day in a sea of green. Better than expected news on the housing market is pushing stocks higher. According to the Commerce Department, housing starts came in at an annual rate of 717,000. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up about 75 points. Industrial production is posting its biggest gain in April since December of 2010. The more than 1% increase was driven by an increase in auto production. In addition to the big gain at factories, output at mines and utilities both showed strong growth last month. And Target shares are trading higher after the company beat Wall Street's expectations with its first quarter profit. Warm weather and an early Easter helped boost sales for the retailer. Revenue fell short of expectations, but still rose 6% from a year ago. Moving forward, Target is raising its full-year earnings outlook to as much as $4.80, topping Wall Street estimates. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/backup.
In this election, we can vote for more jobs, better public safety, and planning the right way. We can do this by voting yes on Measure A. Measure A will allow a new retail center at Knighton Road and I-5 to go forward. This project has been publicly and thoughtfully planned for years and will bring dramatic safety and traffic improvements to the area. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce supports Measure A because the retail business is still strong in Shasta County, and the project will create 1,600 jobs from managerial to entry level. Let's remember, with unemployment still over 14% in Shasta County, there are thousands of local residents who just want to get back to work. Measure A will also generate new revenue for our sheriff's deputies and local schools. Join the Shasta Deputy Sheriff's Association and the Reading Record Searchlight. Vote yes on Measure A. It's about doing things the right way. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Jobs. Yes on Measure A. Build Knighton Retail Center. Sponsored and major funding by Hawkins Companies.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Reading. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at CrownMotorsReading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Linda's on sabbatical today. 7:35 in the morning, May the 16th. I have recovered. I think I have the Ode gasoline perfume I'm wearing. Great. Those are great little cars. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. What can I say? Joe and Shelly have been in business for over 35 years helping this community. Espresso Joe's, great coffee. Iced coffee or hot coffee, and of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any prices on tobacco products in the city of Redding. And they're having a huge sale on cigars. We're going to talk a little bit more about that as time goes on. But that's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Discounts for veterans. All right. As we come in, as you know, as we've been, you know, it's a whole city and county is involved in A and B, measures A and B. We're going to talk about that. But our guest today is Doug Janke from the Board of Realtors. Is that Shasta County Board of Realtors?
Or? Yes, Shasta County Association of Realtors, Board President 2012.
Okay. And just so people know where you come out on this, is that you are supporting, you're wanting people to vote yes on A, which would mean the building of the shopping center.
Yeah, obviously here to talk about B, but yes, we really feel that jobs are needed in this county. There's no other job possibilities come in this direction, and to have a project of this scope that could bring 1,000-plus jobs to this area is unheard of, and it's sorely needed. So, yes, we are very, very for it.
Okay. You said you came here to talk about Measure B.
Correct.
All right.
I am.
Do you think there's a misconception on B?
Well, I don't think. I know.
And can you explain to everybody what you believe that B is here?
Yeah. Well, what we have is we have a general plan that has been in effect since 1984. It is open to revision every 5 years. So every 5 years it can be looked at. It hasn't always been looked at, but it can be. And changes can be done as needed with the needs of the community. Excuse me. And what happened is obviously the shopping center did get passed, and immediately a group of homeowners went out and got some signatures to put something on the ballot. Now, that would be Measure A. Well, what they didn't tell people, and we've talked to a number of people who signed a petition, that they said, well, are you for or against that shopping center? Well, I'm against it. So they signed it. Well, they didn't know that they were also signing a measure about Measure B, which basically would lock down the current general plan for the next 24 years, not allowing for any revisions. If somebody wants to do something that is not currently allowed today, it will take a countywide election. They will be the only people in the entire county that have to go and hold a countywide election to make a simple variance request on their property. So if you want to do something that is not allowed, you cannot go down to the Planning Commission, to the Board of Supervisors, to the Planning Department. You'd have to hold a countywide election. And that just seems, number one, anti-American, because we just don't do that. We don't lock people's rights away from them. It's part of the Constitution.
So you're saying is that if you have to make any change to your land, anything that it's going to take a referendum to do that?
If there's anything that is not currently allowed, and I sat down with Mr. Simon at the county and went through a number of the things that would and would not be allowed, and he said that if you want to change any of that, this lockdown does not allow for a provisional change to the variance. You have to hold a countywide election. So exactly.
Does that mean just subdividing your own property?
Quite possibly. If you want to go under the current minimum, because there's variances in terms of some zones, some plots out there are 1 acre, some are two, some are five. And right now there's a general 5 acre plan. Well, if somebody wanted to go under five, they'd have to hold a countywide election if they wanted to do exactly that. If their use is currently non-conforming, and there are a number of properties out there that are non-conforming, all right, if something should happen, a burn down, a fire, flood, or whatever that destroys, I believe it's 70% of the structure, they will not be able to rebuild their current property with a zoning variance. They would have to actually hold a countywide election to rebuild what is currently on that property. The measure was so poorly written as a hastily drawn document that they didn't think of the unintended consequences. And Mr. Moore is exactly one of the unintended consequences in that, you know, he wants to do something with his property. He's been planning on it for many, many years, and he's on the point to be able to do it. And he has checked with the county. He's had his legal people check with the county. They've reviewed the actual document.
Bob is out publicly speaking and taking out ads in newspapers and the whole works, stating that Measure B would not let him do his thing. And even though the opposition saying, oh, that's not true, the fact is it is true. He would not be able to do what he wants to do if Measure B passes.
Well, now, the opposition, and Bob, I don't have my computer in front of me right now. I'm sure there's probably some questions coming through here.
Mostly statements. Nobody's mind is being changed about anything at this stage.
Okay. Now, from listening to, reading the papers and listening to, Russ Maul, and I'm not saying Russ Maul has got the final answer on anything, but he is the head of the department there. And he says that he sees that can be no construction. Of course, the Churn Creek Bottom,
yes,
Homeowner Association say, wait a minute, Russ Maul was not going to give Bob Moore permission to build down there anyway, is what they've said.
Well, that's.
Have you heard that?
Well, I haven't heard that per se, but that's a funny statement, and that's not Russ Maul's decision. He's the one that just sits in the charge of the county at that department. But if Bob Moore was going to move forward under the general plan, he would have to take his plan to the planning commission and have them review it, open for public comment, and go from there. So it wasn't a Russ Maul decision, and for the Churn Creek Homeowners Association to say that that's not true, Bob would have to have done the plan anyways. That's what the general plan allows for, is for people to apply for a variance and a change in zoning. That's how the system works.
Okay, so a change in the plan and the variance,
yes,
there. And that was under the old. That's under the old system.
Yes.
So you still have to go and get your permits and everything.
Oh yeah, you have to. That's always
right.
Yeah.
And so what the opponents are saying, hey, Russ Maul was telling him he wasn't going to get it anyway because Russ Maul wants, and this is what I'm quoting them.
Please.
That, and then we got to take a break. Is that he wanted high industry there or high taxable stuff there? You know, the shopping center and other things there, didn't want. You know, right there at Knight Road and along the road there. Now, this is what I'm being told. Because of Moore was, more of an agricultural thing, he didn't want that. So he was never going to let Bob Moore in there.
I don't know how that is. All I'll say is tax is tax, so it's the same on everybody. They don't get a break because it's agricultural. When it's refined and being sold retail, food is not taxed, but other products are, and it's taxed at the same rate if it's Sacramento or it's here.
Okay, our guest is Doug Jenke from the Shasta Board of Realtors. I'm butchering that as usual. We're going to take a quick break here. Carl and DeBott. Linda's on a sabbatical. We're going to be right back after these. We're going to talk some more about Measure B.
Join us in celebrating 19 years on the river at Wind River Casino, May 14th through May 20th. Monday through Sunday, bingo free play drawings. Wednesday and Friday, slot tournament bonus cash add-on. Saturday, play in the $1,000 cash add-on Monte Carlo tournament. And Sunday, pull up a seat and play in the $5,000 guaranteed poker tournament. Plus hot seat drawings, cupcake giveaways, prizes, and many more giveaways. For more information, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
A great meal is always a good idea, and where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people.
You're listening
for the whole
Fox
family.
News Radio.
Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All
you
can eat breakfast
channel.
Buffet, only $7.77 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Kent's Meats and Grocery, home of locally grown natural choice beef from Prather Ranch, quality fresh produce, seafood, grocery, liquor, beverage specials, and fresh homemade deli items from Kathy's Deli. At Kent's, they cure and smoke their own ham, bacon, and regular smoked or teriyaki style beef jerky. New at Kent's Meats, an all new line of natural choice Prather Ranch beef, including lean, tender New York style pastrami, jerky, and a large selection of snack sticks. Plus, Lotto Secco organic local pork, including chops, roasts, sausage, bacon, and bone-in hams, cured and smoked right here at Kent's. From Kathy's Deli case, choose from deli sandwiches, salads, and side dishes, all made fresh daily. How about a fresh take-and-bake pizza or party tray? Kent's is your small-town grocery store with friendly staff, organic and farm-fresh produce, USDA choice meats, spirits, and libations, gas, diesel, and propane, fuel for you and your vehicle all in one stop. And don't forget the all-day Friday barbecue featuring tri-tip, ribs, and chicken, and all the fixings for a quick, easy meal on the go. Kent's Meats and Grocery in Kathy's Deli, locally owned, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week. 1 mile south of the Reading Airport on Airport Road next to Winter Garden.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Hello, Dal. I wanted to ask you how you happened to bring your bus to Cars.
We checked around the community. Our bus is top priority to transport our residents, so we're always a major concern about safety and inspection. We knew about your character and great reputation, so we lined it up. Cars actually comes over and picks our bus up.
So our concierge service makes it pretty easy for you there at Hilltop, right?
It helps us out tremendously. I mean, we're a very active community.
Thank you. And of course, safety is number one. And we are doing the state safety inspection every 45 days. Isn't that the schedule, Dal?
Every 45 days we have it done. It's a top priority for us when we're out transporting our seniors and veterans in the community.
Obviously. Well, thank you so much for taking our call today, Dal.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR 1460. Linda's on sabbatical today, 7:45 in the morning, May the 16th, 530-605-4567. I have two tickets to the pancake breakfast. That's right, two tickets to the pancake breakfast. Oh, hell. I've got four tickets to the pancake breakfast. Give us a call, 605-4567. 605-4567, and we've got four tickets to the pancake breakfast. We're also going to later on read the clue for the bank robbery and where the loot is. Our guest is Doug Janke, Shasta Board of Realtors, and he's the board president. And we have Ruth on the line. Ruth, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Good morning, Doug.
Morning.
I love that. Hell, I've got four tickets. Can
That's
you say
right.
Hell on the radio.
My station.
Hey,
hell's okay.
As long as
I don't hyphenate it. And by the way, your co-host is the one that said one of the words that you're not allowed to say.
No, and we didn't remember the dump button, that's for sure.
Well, my guys know it now. I beat some people after that one.
Hey, you did a great job on the infomercial last night, and I only was able to listen to part of it. But it did solidify my thinking, and I'll tell you why in just a moment. But my question for Doug is that the group that there was some ads in the Record Searchlight, and they at the bottom of the ad it said who was paying for those ads, and it said the Shasta Citizens for Property Rights. And so I just happened to Google it and look to see who they were, and I'd like for you to just explain who they are, and are they actually the Shasta, is the Shasta Realtor Board paying for it, or are they a group of just citizens who get together at the Shasta Board? I'm not really clear on that, and if you could answer that, and then I have another question.
Well, it's a diabolical scheme to defraud the government. Actually, what it is we have got $5,000 from CAR, California Association of Realtors. We have private donations, and we have donations that have come in from the casino, Wind River Tribe, who are landowners down in Churn Creek Bottom. Our list is there. Our list will be coming out here, but that is our primary sources of funding. We have received very, 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 very little funding from the Hawkins Group. It has been done by people here and by CAR, who is, by their mission statement, here to defend property rights, and that's what I do.
Okay, so just so we're clear, Shasta Board of Realtors is in that group that paid for the ad, as well as the other two, Wind River and whoever else you said.
Yeah, I'm saying that as the Board of Realtors, we went to the California Association of Realtors and asked for some impact funds to help fund this, and we did it that way because that's the way we can do it. The Board of Realtors, our funds that we have for political actions, has to be handled and run through CAR, so it won't show up as Shasta Board of Realtors. We have to go through impact with CAR. That's just how the rules work. It's not something we can do locally, or we would have funded it locally as well.
Okay. I just wanted to check. There's only a few members on the board that voted unanimously for this, but there are realtors out there that don't involve themselves in the political action committee or pay for it. So I just want to be clear about that, because there are realtors, a lot of them, that don't support this issue.
Well, I would argue with that, Ruth, because you're a voice of one. I'm the voice of 600.
Well, you're
I
not
was
speaking
elected...
for all of them. You're only speaking
no,
for five people on the board.
No, actually, there are nine of us on the board, and we represent the entire board. We took a vote. I didn't even get the vote, by the way. I want the public to know that I didn't say, hey, Doug, I'm going to go out and get my head kicked in on Blogosphere. It was voted on by the voting members of the board, which is more than five, and if you knew the bylaws, you would be aware of that. The members elected me to be in this position. I didn't choose. I didn't make a huge campaign out of it. And as such, I have been appointed to this position because
That's
the board
right.
took a vote.
I'm not going to argue the point. I just want to let you know that not all realtors are supporting your position.
I agree that. You'll never get 600 people to agree.
The other statement that I'd like to make and was solidified was that, and my main issue is the kids at Pacheco School, and I made that clear when we talked a month ago. And one of the issues that was raised last night was the traffic impact. Mr. Hess said that they were going to post all three traffic impact studies on his website. I have not found them yet. He said that they were on there the night that at the Tea Party event, and I haven't found them. Maybe they are. I just haven't found them, and I don't know where they would be on the website, and you can't answer for that. But one of the things that came up last night was the fact that the big rigs were going to be diverted onto Pacheco. Whether or not that's been in the plan or not, the bottom line is that it's going to create foot traffic with these kids at Pacheco School headed over to whatever mall is built, whatever businesses are put in there, and it's going to be a game change for those kids. And that is, whether or not you support Measure B, a lot of people are saying no on Measure A, and I believe the board not only takes the position, and the other folks are the Shasta Citizens for Property Rights, they take the position of no on Measure A, or yes on Measure A, rather. And that is the big issue that was addressed last night, and I didn't hear a clear answer about that, other than that was always in the plan.
Well, I can't speak on behalf of the Hawkins, but I will point out this thing. Caltrans brought their concerns to the Hawkins Group. Hawkins Group actually hired, at an extreme expense, one bureau engineering firm to address each and every individual line that Caltrans had a problem with. He addressed them, did them, turned them in to Caltrans, and Caltrans had indicated at that time that it was satisfactory and all their questions had been answered. It was not until after the proposition had been approved by the Board of Supervisors that the lawsuit came about. So Hawkins did address everything that Caltrans had brought up, and they're in the middle of litigation, so I don't know where it's at, but I can tell you that they spent a lot of money.
Have you seen all three of the traffic studies?
I've seen most of the ones they got there, yes.
All three of them.
I've even seen the computer animation one, and it is based on all the statistics that Caltrans gave to them. And I've seen the computer generation model, and it looks fine. I mean, I'm not an expert, but it looked fine to me.
And you've seen all three traffic studies, right?
I've seen the ones that they have that they put out there, yes. So I don't know what Jeff
has. The one
has
that Hawkins had.
Yes. Okay. And the one that Caltrans wanted them to modify, they did a computer generation with an engineer. And once again, I'm not here to say Hawkins has done everything that Caltrans says, but I know what I know, and they have addressed virtually every condition that Caltrans brought up.
Okay.
Hey, Bruce, we got to take. Hey, Bruce, you know the other thing is, I remember that question about where you can find those. I remember the question is where can you find these traffic studies, we've got to go back and research it, and we'll get a hold of somebody because I'm not sure he said it was on his website. I think he might have said it was on the county's website, but I'm not sure.
He said the EIR was on the county's website.
Oh, the EIR.
At the Tea Party event, said that those three studies would be on his website.
Okay, well, I think then somebody needs to get a hold of him to do that because this was addressed a lot during parts of the meeting last night. But, Ruth, thank you so much for your phone call.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we got to take a break here. Our guest is Doug Janky from the Board of Realtors. I'm okay. I'll be all right here. You know, and speaking of last night was a town hall meeting that was put on by the Hawkins company. And they paid for everybody to be there, the engineers and all that. I wasn't paid. I was the moderator. And you know what? My job there is to present it just as even as I can. And I tell you what, there wasn't one question that was, that we had time for that wasn't asked. And I would say 90% of them were in a way hostile. questions. And so when we say an infomercial, yeah, I talked about it at first, but there was a lot of questions going on last night that that were very, very good questions from people that care. Anyway, got to take a break.
I was gambling in Havana. I took a little risk.
In this election, we can vote for more jobs, better public safety, and planning the right way. We can do this by voting yes on Measure A. Measure A will allow a new retail center at Knighton Road and I-5 to go forward. This project has been publicly and thoughtfully planned for years and will bring dramatic safety and traffic improvements to the area. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce supports Measure A because the retail business is still strong in Shasta County, and the project will create 1,600 jobs from managerial to entry level. Let's remember, with unemployment still over 14% in Shasta County, there are thousands of local residents who just want to get back to work. Measure A will also generate new revenue for our sheriff's deputies and local schools. Join the Shasta Deputy Sheriff's Association and the Reading Record Searchlight. Vote yes on Measure A. It's about doing things the right way. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Jobs. Yes on Measure A. Build Knighton Retail Center. Sponsored and major funding by Hawkins Companies.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Reading. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at CrownMotorsReading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I grew up here in Shasta County. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 30 years. I've been the lone conservative voice on Reading City Council, and I've served as Reading's mayor in 2010. One of the most important issues facing eastern Shasta County is the protection of our water rights. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Crown Motors of Reading, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership, serving Reading and surrounding areas. Great guys down at Crown Motors. They take real pride in what they do. And not only can they sell you a new car at a great price, they've got a whole lot full also of used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your every need. These are your neighbors, my friends. This is one of the largest buys you're going to make next to your home. Keep the money here. Keep it local. Do it with people that are going to take care of you in during the deal and then in the service afterwards. Give them a call or stop by 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Reading. Give them the call at the 223-2177. That's Crown Motors of Reading. Our guest, Doug Janke, here talking, and we just got a couple minutes left. By the way, Jaws, you won the pancake breakfast tickets. Just come on by and pick them up today. And John Dixon, you won the rodeo tickets yesterday. I promised to leave them out this time. Okay, Doug, we just got a community radio. What can I say? We got just like a minute left here. So last thoughts here.
Yeah, actually, first off, I would like to clarify that we were not paid last night. Only people that were paid would be the Hawkins Group. So the folks that were up there, Andrew Meredith, Greg, and Don, we were not paid to be there, and I think that's important to know. So it doesn't look like we were paid hacks for Hawkins.
You were there to support
And also to talk about Measure B. In closing, what I'll do is just quickly hit A and then finish up with B. The reason that I am in such big support of A is simply because we are economically depressed. We have over a 20% rate, and we really, of unemployment, we need to have jobs, and this is the biggest project. On B, I think it's simply we need to protect private property rights and not tell these folks what they're going to do with their property for the next 24 years, and I stand out in front of the public getting flogged every day by doing that.
Okay, now tomorrow we're going to have the Churn Creek Bottom people on at the same time, 7:30, talk about kind of an answer to what you were talking about today. We come back, Silas Lyons from the Record Searchlight should be our guest. We never know until we poke our heads out to see who came rolling in here. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. John Edwards may not testify at his own trial, nor may his mistress. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, live at the court in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Dave, John Edwards' lawyers tell the court they will rest their case today, and the Associated Press now reports neither Edwards nor girlfriend Riel Hunter will take the stand. They could also, however, call other witnesses, but one person of interest on the list isn't there. That's daughter Kate Edwards. John Edwards is looking at 30 years if the jury finds that his use of donor money to hide his affair during his presidential campaign was a criminal act. Dave.
Evan, J.P. Morgan Chase's big investment loss could become a big court case. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso has this live.
Dave, J.P. Morgan Chase lost $2 billion over a bad bet on credit derivatives, and as analysts question the leadership of the banking giant CEO Jamie Dimon, the Wall Street Journal says two shareholders have filed lawsuits claiming that Dimon misrepresented the risk to investors. Dimon apologized for disregarding warning signs, and other top J.P. Morgan officials have resigned. Meantime, on Capitol Hill, a House panel is investigating J.P. Morgan's $2 billion loss, Dave.
Jeff, Facebook wants more people to have investor status, increasing the amount of shares it's offering when the social networker's stock goes public Friday. Yesterday, Facebook increased the price range. On Wall Street now, the Dow up 46 points. President Obama is talking to business leaders this morning, outlining the economic agenda he's campaigning on, and later this hour, he will urge Congress to approve it, meeting with leaders from both parties at the White House. Next hour, Vice President Biden will attack Mitt Romney's business record in a speech in Ohio, blaming him for layoffs. Now, Mitt Romney also on the attack.
He said he would cut the debt in half if he became president. Instead, he doubled it.
The Republican campaigning in Florida the day after Romney won Oregon's primary, getting up to 25 more delegates. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game. And it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Now, Mitt Romney also won Nebraska's primary yesterday, but there were not any delegates at stake. Another primary on that ballot gave the Tea Party a win. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has more on this live.
Dave, a surprise in the Nebraska Senate primary, a GOP candidate who wasn't as well-funded as two others has won. Republican nominee Deb Fischer, a ranch owner who has the backing of former VP nominee Sarah Palin and former presidential candidate Herman Cain, says she's ready to take on former Democratic Senator Bob Kerrey this fall. This is a closely watched race because Democrats are hoping to keep the seat held by retiring Democratic Senator Ben Nelson. Republicans want it so they can get closer to a Senate majority. Dave?
Jennifer, police in suburban Chicago are urging a man to turn himself in for the sake of his children. as the FBI is involved in the search for Arnaldo Jimenez, accused of murdering his wife hours after they got married Friday. She was found stabbed to death in a bathtub, still wearing the dress she wore to the reception. A killer is still on the loose in Mississippi.
There are extra patrols on the highway in North Mississippi as officials keep looking for the person responsible for two roadside murders. The Mississippi Bureau of Investigation says it's gotten hundreds of tips in the case, and they're looking into each one. They say there's also a chance the killer could cross state lines. Memphis Police Director Tony Armstrong says his representatives have been meeting with authorities in North Mississippi as a precaution to make sure everyone's safe.
Want them to know that if there's a doubt, they take all the necessary precautions to make sure that you're safe.
Officials think the killer is posing as a law enforcement officer using fake police lights. In Memphis, I'm Tanya J. Powers, Fox News Radio.
We are carrying a little bit more credit card debt these days, 6% more than a year ago. TransUnion is also reporting that more of us are paying our bills on time, and the credit reporting agency says banks have issued more credit cards lately, and a quarter of them to people with not so good credit ratings. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Radio. Carl Lindabot. Linda's on sabbatical today, 8:05 in the morning, May the 16th, and she will be back tomorrow. We got a big day tomorrow, and with everything that's going on with rodeo events. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460. Join our chat room. I just got the computer back in here and turned it on. Today, after we do our normal stuff here in the morning with our Wells Fargo advisors, we have Silas Lyons, who is here, who is the editor of the Record Searchlight. We're always glad to have you here. You've got that unshaven look there, Silas.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. You're very observant, Carl. This has been here since last summer.
Well, I thought it would grow more than that. You know, it's been a year.
This is what it does. This is it.
Hey, I tell you what, before we get started here, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisors. And today, Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Well, U.S. stocks remain in the green. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 18 points at 12,648. The S&P 500 is positive 2 points at 1333. The NASDAQ Composite is up 5 points at 2899. Active stocks on the big board, JCPenney down $4.91, trading at 2841. Ford Motor positive 15 cents at $10.30 per share. Deere & Company off $1.26 at $75.36. Local stocks of interest, PepsiCo's positive 65 cents, trading at $68.50. Pacific Gas and Electric up 19 cents at $43.95. Bank of Commerce positive 2 pennies at $4.05. Over to commodities, gold is down $8 an ounce at $15.49. Silver's off 19 cents at $27.89 per ounce. Crude oil down 18 cents, trading at $93 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Susan Eastman from our friends at the Wells Fargo Advisors. They give us the Market Minute Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. They're down at Park Marina Drive, and if you have anything you want to know about the stock market, anything at all, those are the people you want to go down and talk to. Bad Bob, what's the weather going to be?
Well, you know, if it's feeling a little sticky, there's a good reason. We're up to about 75% humidity, 63 degrees in town right now. Temperature's going to move up into the upper 80s, and we've got a possibility of showers and thunderstorms happening tomorrow. As I said, 63 degrees in Reading, and the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Record Searchlight editor Silas Lyons. We're going to be talking about the of course, Record Searchlight, we don't want to talk about print media. You know, we kind of do a catch-up every time when Silas is here. And I want to talk to him about some other things that have happened lately, get his opinion on that. It is election year. It is it's a big year for what's going on right here in the North State. Carl Lindabot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Top of the
search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Hi, Linda Bott here, and I'm with Miss Reading Rodeo 2012, Amanda Silva. Hey, what's going on?
It's going great. I'm excited to be here, and I'm here to talk about Chicks and Chaps.
Tell us what Chicks and Chaps is.
What you do at this is it's a rodeo clinic for women only for breast cancer promotion. You learn to rope. You get to be on a dummy bull. You get to take a tour of our bucking chutes. All of this is done with the PRCA Cowboys. All of this money goes back to our local Reading hospitals, cancer patients. It's happening Friday night of rodeo. You're going to get to run your clinic with all the PRCA Cowboys, take your pictures, get your autographs. And then when rodeo starts, you get to be in your own chick pit. They're going to deck this pit out in all pink, and you're going to get food, drinks, an awesome goodie bag to last you through the night.
Where do we get the tickets? They're $65 each.
You can get them on info@readingrodeo.com, off the website readingrodeo.com, or any of the three people listed on the flyer.
All right, we'll see you at Chicks and Chaps. That's May 18th, rodeo night, with Amanda Silva, Miss Reading Rodeo 2012.
Woo!
Hi, I'm Jeff Hess with Hawkins Companies, a family-owned business for over 35 years. Part of our goal when coming into a community is to add economic development. In addition, we try to identify community problems and provide solutions. For instance, Sheriff Pasinko and a number of Reading police officers have indicated the need for additional jail space. Our retail developments, such as Sportsman's Warehouse, will earmark thousands of dollars for public safety. We appreciate all of your support.
Missing in America Veterans Recovery Program, MIAP, conducts funeral escort services in the western states for veterans and their dependents free of charge. When requested by the family, MIAP will take them and their loved one on the final journey to rest in peace. Our thoughts and prayers go with the family and their grief, and we can help make this a safe and legal transport at no cost. Contact MIAP at 530-226-9900. That's 530-226-9900.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. You know, some things happened, Mike, during the break here. Of course, we have Silas Lyons, but then Sheriff Tom Pasinko walked by, and we pulled him in here. And we're going to have just a couple of questions that I think is real important. We talk freedom of information. And right now, the record searchlight and the sheriff's office is having, they're going back and forth on this question. And Silas, and good morning, Silas, and thanks for coming by.
Good morning, Carl. It's good to be here.
Now, can you just tell our listeners when you talk about the freedom of information and what you're looking for and why?
Sure. Yeah. And I, you know, we were just talking about this before we came on the air with Sheriff Pasinko, and I've had a lot of these conversations really over, you know, over a period of years now. Behind the scenes, and with both of us being here, it seemed like it would be good to have the conversation in public and let people see some of the things that go on, the push pull between law enforcement and the media in some cases, and you know what I think. I don't want to speak for the sheriff, but I think what certainly from my perspective has been a good and healthy situation where we each recognize our roles. We know that as the media, our role is to inform the public as much as possible, and our role is to push as much as possible for the release of information so that we can do that job. And I think traditionally that's nothing new. Certainly wasn't invented at the record searchlight. I'd like to say, you know, Silas Lyons woke up with a brilliant idea one morning and said, hey, we should report on crime. It's really come up as an issue more recently in this homicide investigation in Cottonwood. With the very brutal killing, just from the facts that we do know of Karen Duenas and the investigation that's followed, and the fact that, in our opinion, Certainly there's been very little information released to the public on that case, and it's been coming out quite slowly over time since it happened. And part of what comes into that is the question that people naturally have when something like that happens and there's nobody in custody. Are we safe? And you know, you do your best. I think they do their best to offer the reassurance that people are. But our position has been that with very little information available, people like to come to their own conclusions, and it's very hard for them to do that. So we've been pushing for that, not just for the Record Searchlight, by the way. You know, we feel like this is stuff that should be released as a little bit more to the media in general.
Excuse me. And regardless of the medium. Good morning, Carl. And regardless of the medium, TV has usually said kind of the same thing, because it's still journalism, no matter print, radio, or TV. And we've had some great, Silas and I have had some great conversations regarding this relationship. And about a year ago, law enforcement, we sponsored a media day where we brought all the media people together to try and build a better understanding of the roles of the media and our roles of law enforcement, the deadlines sometimes they have to meet. And I think that was very worthwhile. We'll probably do about again for that type of setup.
Yeah, I think we're all in agreement that that's healthy and keeping that, you know, keeping that open kind of back and forth so that the stuff doesn't.
It's a great dialogue. Silas has my cell phone number. He can call me anytime if there's concerns. I can call him and leave him messages. Or news editor, is it Maylene?
Maylene Hazel.
What's her title?
She is the Metro editor. So basically she's in charge of. She's in charge of local news.
And so she's the same way. She has my cell phone number, so she can call me anytime if there's concerns. And on this particular case, or on any criminal case, especially a homicide, the law says that we, law enforcement, don't have to release the information because it's an open, active investigation. And most importantly, we don't want to put out information that could jeopardize the case or clues, or maybe a key piece of evidence that has been found that maybe the suspect doesn't know about, and that can help us. Or maybe we have identified a suspect and we need to get a few more things, not in this particular case, but if we've identified a suspect, then we use those for our interviewing techniques. And Silas understands that too, but there's a balance there of how much information can get out for the community to help them understand the case.
Well, let me ask this, as kind of being an observer here from not involved in this, in the question.
Sure.
What kind of information do you want, Silas? I mean, are you looking for pertinent facts to the extent that could hamper the investigation?
I don't mean that in a facetious, but I think that's right to know. Yeah, very serious question. I'm actually not somebody who would tell you that the best thing for law enforcement to do is to empty their notebooks into a reporter's hands. I think that, and Sheriff Pasenko and I have talked about this before. Mm-hmm. I respect the professional investigators that work for him, and I think that their job is to investigate these crimes. I think, I think we're perfectly understanding the fact that there are things that are going to be withheld. And that's the call that the law, as he says, the law allows them to make in those situations. What we're going to push for is to understand at least the basics of what happened in a situation, and in a case like this in particular, to understand enough to know whether the extent of the ongoing threat to public safety, a home invaded, and I hate to get into throwing stuff out in specific, especially around a particular case, because I don't want to speculate about what happened in this case. But let's just pretend it's something else. Let's pretend it's another case altogether. We're going to want to know. What was the person stabbed? Were they shot? Do you think there were multiple people involved in coming in? Was the home invaded? Was it known to the victim? Or is it the possibility of somebody who is a psychopath running around breaking into people's houses? So that's the kind of thing that we would ask up front.
Yeah. And then for us, we don't want to put out information too early until we've kind of known those facts. Like, we don't want to say, hey, it's a appears to be a lone person acting alone. Sorry about that. And then it turns out that there's multiple suspects, and so that looks as an error on our part, and that could be used later by the defense when it goes to court. And sometimes Silas or his reporters or Maylene will give me a call. Hey, you're not getting enough information out on a particular case. Okay, what is it almost specifically what you need? And sometimes it's broad, and I'll go back to my investigators. Hey, can we get a little more information out without damaging the case for a little bit of balance? Because sometimes I can understand if there's a minimum amount of information out there. On this particular case, we've said, the investigators have said from the get-go, myself, I've stated that there is no increased danger to the public, but we can't get out a lot of information. And then we have our evidence searches, and they say, hey, what was gathered? We're not able to disclose that at this time. So it is difficult when you're right in the heart of the investigation, in the trenches. The detectives are doing their job well, and I have interaction with them every day. In fact, coming in this morning, I left a voicemail message for the captain and said, hey, let's talk about this a little bit.
I think the important thing to note here is that this isn't like, and I hope we would agree on this, this isn't a hard line. Like, it's not, there's no template for these things that says, this is exactly what should be disclosed in this particular
right.
situation, and this is what should not. It's always a negotiation. It's always a gray area to some extent between the investigation and its integrity, what's known, and the security of that information, and the desire to inform the public, and the demand for the public, which we hear a lot of. Why aren't you telling us more? Why don't you find this stuff out? You know, and that sort of, there is a real true demand there. And so I think it's every single one of these cases, I think is one of the key points here. Every single one of these cases requires this sort of negotiation. It requires us to bring that to the table from each of our perspectives.
And we can use the media as a tool. Obviously, they have a good readership or viewing population, if it was TV, and say, hey, we have a suspect vehicle. It's a black Chevy, license number ABC123. If anybody saw that during these time periods, please notify us. They get that information out, and that can help law enforcement get that lead. Or if somebody was in the area during a time period, they can say, you know what, I was there, and I happened to see something, and call in. So we can use that for our advantage. We use the media for our advantage as well. Let's think we're coming up on a break, Silas.
It looks like it. We'll leave the tool. We'll leave the tool comments to stand.
Yeah. I might bring that one back up again at a later date. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. We have Silas Lyons, the editor of the Record Searchlight, and Chef Tom Pasinko came by, and they're talking about, like, freedom of information. But there's a lot more we want to talk about today when it comes to the Record Searchlight and the freedom of information. Well, not just freedom of information, but stories, the future of print here up in the North State. And it's been a few months. Get the latest in our questions. We come back. We're also going to give the latest clues in this huge bank robbery right downtown. We're going to give the next set of clues to see if we can identify these guys and where they're hiding the loop. And I just want to know, Sheriff, is what exactly are you doing to find these guys?
Well, we're using the posse of the Asphalt Cowboys, who are hot on the trail and investigating it, and they are putting out some information to help lead somebody to the loot and the identification of the lone
strangers. The only way the Asphalt Cowboys are going to find them is if they're leaving a beer trail. We got to take a break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Reading. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at CrownMotorsReading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavalia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Under Measure B, property owners in a small part of Shasta County could be shut down until 2036. 2036. That seems like a long time, doesn't it? But that's just what it says right here in the official Shasta County ballot book. If Measure B passes, farmers, businesses, and other landowners can't make property changes until the year 2036. Sure, Measure B has exceptions, and you can always just call for a countywide election. But why should property owners here in Shasta County have to hire lawyers at their own expense just to tell them what they can and can't do with their own land? And Measure B is so confusing. It's just going to wind up in court, with Shasta County taxpayers paying the bills. Look, we all want to protect ag land, but Measure B goes too far. But don't just take my word for it. The Shasta County Farm Bureau says Measure B is poor planning and unnecessary. That's why the Farm Bureau urges you to vote no on Measure B. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Property Rights. No on Measure B.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
KCNR AM 1460 is proud to sponsor Hot-O-Rama May 18th and 19th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. All makes, models, and years. Hot rods, muscle cars, production cars, imports, motorcycles, dragsters, 4x4s, and more. If it has wheels, it's here. Enjoy sound-offs, hop-offs, rock crawling, burnouts, and so much more. Get your tickets at your local Napa stores. Hot-O-Rama May 18th and 19th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For info, visit hot-orama.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the bot. Linda's on sabbatical today, 825. We're just kind of like flowing along here. May the 16th. It's 60 degrees out there, and we are going to give, as soon as Bob gets off the phone, we are going to give the next hints on, or the next clues in the bank robbery. But until then, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, in business for 35 years, supporting our community. What can I say about Joe and Shelley? You know, Espresso Joe's, great coffee, finest walk-in humidor in the state, special prices on cigars, special prices on coffee, and all the accoutrements that go with it. They'll meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest is the Record Searchlight editor, Silas Lyons, and Silas is a semi-regular guest here.
I always enjoy it.
We always enjoy you being on here. Good. You know, here's my first...
You know, Linda's not here to be nice to me this morning.
You know what? Everybody asks about Linda. I think sometimes I could just go lay down on the floor over there, and Linda can sit in here and smile at people, and everybody's happy. I mean, it's, you know...
Anyway. I'd like to contradict you, but...
Nobody else has. You know, they come in, where's Linda? Okay. Anyway, Silas... You can't.
It's good to be. It's good to be here with you.
Yeah, you can run around here. Maybe we're going to get to these questions. All right. The future of print media. We talk about this. What's the latest on? And what's our update? We're going to have a paper. Or are we just going to go to Tron's?
Yeah, I appreciate you keeping track of it. I certainly do too. We are. We're probably about the same in the long run as we were the last time you and I talked. But the short term is good right now. I mean, I think the. One of the things I've always said is that the local newspaper tends to be a decent economic bellwether, and, you know, kind of tells you a little bit about how people are feeling out in the economy, if they're spending their money, especially on advertising, if businesses are spending their money. And this year has been good. We're starting to see, what I'm hearing, and I don't oversee or have a whole lot of interaction with the advertising side of the house, but what I'm hearing is that things are going fairly well this year. So that gives me optimism, not just for the paper, but for the community. I think hopefully that there's some activity out there and things are
starting to pick up a little bit.
Of course, we've got the political season right now too, and that's all stuff on top of it. But
yeah, you know, that's good to have political season.
Long term, I'd say it's probably the same as we've always talked about. I think that there is still a generation to a generation and a half of print newspaper readers that are very much invested in getting their paper in the morning, having a cup of coffee, sitting down and reading it, and we're going to be there to serve those folks for quite a while. The printing press still works just fine. And we're still very much in the print business, but we're developing out. I think you'll see by the end of the year there'll be probably new apps on iPhones and Androids. There'll be new stuff for the iPad.
and there'll be other ways of consuming our content.
We were just talking about it yesterday. I don't even know if we were just talking about it in a break or whatever, but 10 things that your child will never see or use. And one of them, I mean, as simple as, cameras, dedicated cameras and camcorders because of the phones.
Right.
Movie theaters, except for things like the Cascade or community theater, because people will have it piped right into their house. The mouse is going to go away because of being able to touch screen.
The mouse will,
and I'm thinking then is something else too is our papers go away. Because at some time during our Bruce Ross's child, during the lifespan
during Lucia's life,
that there no more papers because they're
Lucia being about 2 weeks old.
That's right, and the papers are gone because of these apps and all this that people can just pull this stuff down.
Is there a day in the future where print goes away? Probably so. I would say almost certainly so at some point, because the audience for print will shrink to the point where it's no longer sustainable. But that's where, at least at our paper, I'd say we're a long ways off from that. There are newspapers in America that are closer to that day. We have a very strong print readership, and if you look at the demographics up here, the age of folks, we don't see that going away.
You know, one of the funny things is, and Linda mentions this, is that you see these old movies, and these papers are like 4 feet across, and
yeah,
they're holding
yeah.
them. And then as the movies get newer and newer, the papers get smaller and smaller and smaller. So it's kind of cool.
And end up with cocktail napkins.
Cocktail, yeah.
I've been a newspaper geek most of my life, but I love those old papers that you could spread out and you could hide behind them.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to give some clues to the bank robbery and the bad guys. Carl and DeBoff, Free Fire Radio.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. The defense will rest today in the federal case against former Senator John Edwards, apparently without calling the defendant to the stand.
Neither Edwards nor Riel Hunter will take the stand, according to the AP. Lawyers say they may be recalling a key prosecution witness, former campaign aide Andrew Young, who provided the government's narrative for accusing the former senator of violating campaign finance laws by spending donor money hiding his affair.
Fox News Radio's Evan Brown in Greensboro, North Carolina. In the face of a threatened presidential veto, House Speaker John Boehner is calling for a vote on the Violence Against Women Act.
We want to make sure that we're not politicizing this issue, but just reauthorizing it. If you look at the bill and what it is in it, you will see that it is centered around our victims.
Florida Republican Sandy Adams sponsors the bill that the White House says falls short in protecting gay women and illegal immigrants. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Kent's Meats and Grocery, home of locally grown natural choice beef from Prather Ranch, quality fresh produce, seafood, grocery, liquor, beverage specials, and fresh homemade deli items from Kathy's Deli. At Kent's, they cure and smoke their own ham, bacon, and regular smoked or teriyaki-style beef jerky. New at Kent's Meats, an all-new line of natural choice Prather Ranch beef, including lean, tender New York-style pastrami, jerky, and a large selection of snack sticks. Plus, Lotto Secco organic local pork, including chops, roast, sausage, bacon, and bone-in hams, cured and smoked right here at Kent's. From Kathy's Deli case, choose from deli sandwiches, salads, and side dishes, all made fresh daily. How about a fresh take-and-bake pizza or party tray? Kent's is your small-town grocery store with friendly staff, organic and farm-fresh produce, USDA choice meats, spirits, and libations, gas, diesel, and propane, fuel for you and your vehicle all in one stop. And don't forget the all-day Friday barbecue featuring tri-tip, ribs, and chicken, and all the fixings for a quick, easy meal on the go. Kent's Meats and Grocery in Kathy's Deli, locally owned, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport on Airport Road next to Winter Garden.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veteran Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC. Veterans helping veterans.
Hi, I'm Bob Moore from Moore's Flour Mill, and I'd like to clear up some confusion. Measure B has nothing to do with the proposed shopping mall on Knighton Road. Measure B is an extreme measure that would dictate what hundreds of private property owners can or cannot do with their land. Measure B is supposed to protect farming, but if it passes, I won't be able to expand my organic farm in Cherry Creek Bottom or allow the public to buy fresh milled grain products at the farm. So please, vote no on Measure B. It's got absolutely nothing to do with the shopping mall.
Paid for by Moore's Flour Mill.
Please join the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard and Senior Chief Rob Burrows of the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center for a sunset dinner cruise on Lake Shasta, Sunday night, May 20th, 2012, from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Tri-tip dinner will be included, an open bar. Tickets are $150 each. Reservations aren't required. Only 50 seats available, so please make your call today. All proceeds from this event will be going to the Liberty Park for the new Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center campus to be located at Redding Municipal Airport. Again, the phone number for this is 378-2280. That's 378-2280. Come join us for a wonderful night. Here is your chance to meet with the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. Enjoy a fantastic dinner and spending an evening on beautiful Lake Shasta, just in time for Sunday's solar eclipse. Again, the number to call, 378-2280.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Lindebot. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. May the 16th, it's 60 degrees out there. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans and seniors. Man's last stronghold, what can I say? Just got my hair cut there yesterday. It looks great.
It does look great.
It does look great. They do good. Yeah, short hair. Yeah, you know what? And you know what? Your hair is short and like that. Okay. Before we go back to Silas, because we just picked ourselves up and we brushed ourselves off because we're rolling around on the floor here a little bit, punching each other. Let's give the clues to the bank robbery.
Today's clues for the identity of the lone stranger and sidekick are: don't look for the heavenly help. It could make the stranger yelp. They are not man's best friend. We'll catch them in the end. I'm going to repeat that. Don't look for the heavenly help. It could make the stranger yelp. They are not man's best friend. We'll catch them in the end. Now, as far as the loot goes, this one's a long one. The cowboys are in glowing pursuit. They won't rest till the sun goes down and they recover the loot. Once again, for the loot, the cowboys in glowing pursuit. They won't rest till the sun goes down and they recover the loot. Remember, the loot is never concealed on private property. It is not buried. If you think you know who the lone stranger and sidekick are, the number to call, 223-1188, 223-1188. And if you think you have found the loot, call 244-1117.
And this is also in the record searchlight.
It is. It is. And having been apprehended by those cowboys before, let me tell you, it's rough business.
You know, while we were out is, you know, every so often, there's articles in the paper that
we try.
Well, you know what? I question them. I mean, you know, most, you know, the things that we hear from a lot of people, of course, is that if it's negative, a lot of negative stuff on the front page. In fact, let's just talk about that first. I mean, you know, you'll see three or four things that are negative. Other days you'll see a positive story in there. But a lot of the things, and I realize the old saying, if it bleeds, it leads. Do you have that feeling that you're painting kind of a negative picture?
I've talked about the internal struggle of that in my column before. I think that the result of covering the news on some days is that the paper has a negative weight because the news of the day was bad news. We had a stretch, as you recall, toward the end of February and the beginning of March when nothing seemed to go. I mean, there was that awful homicide, you know, multiple homicide up in Mountain Gate. Yeah. There was a horrible accident out in Keswick. There were all these things that, you know, that happened in this one week. That was a bad week to be looking at the paper and saying, you know, on the other hand, I mean, you're going to look this week, you're going to see tons of rodeo coverage in the paper because it's rodeo week. Are we going to have other stuff as well? Absolutely. I mean, there's political controversies. We're heading into June. It's our responsibility, and I would say it's a pretty important one that we be covering that stuff. You know, the city council, you look at today's paper, the city council met and talked about extending the fee waiver.
Yeah,
we had a debate about that.
Yeah.
We reported on that. Russ Moll is retiring. Russ Moll has been a very controversial, he's been a lightning rod figure at the county. We're going to, you know, absolutely, we're going to report on that. City of Shasta Lake picked a new city council member. We've got that on the front page. And, hearings were sought on the dam report because Siskiyou County wants a review of what the Department of Interior was doing up there. That's our front page.
Wait a minute.
Today.
And the biggest story though, right in the middle.
Absolutely. The biggest story in the middle is this, is allegations that, from Sam Onestad that there's been dirty tricks in the campaign and that essentially his opponent, the defined leader in that race, Doug LaMalfa,
right.
that his top staff person was basically sneaking around behind the scenes trying to create this, this attack website under the name of another candidate, Michael DeQuisto, which is a pretty significant, and you know, we can chuckle at that, but it also gets at issues of character and who these people are, and we're about to vote for them. So that's pretty important stuff too. And I think very often it's those kinds of decisions. If you came into our afternoon news meetings where we're making these calls about what to put on the front page, those are the kind of conversations we have.
You know, I like this front page today.
Thank you.
No, I mean, I do. I mean, this to me, like Mo, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago when he first made the announcement, mm-hmm. and this is a pretty good story, except, touting the only Tea Party going after him, when there was a lot more than just Tea Party going after Russ Mall and some of these, events. But the, things about the fees, the big thing about Lamoff, we got the disclaimer from Lamoff already. Mm-hmm. Talking about this,
right.
And for the dam reports, we've had stories on that, and but what you have is the ability to do is these in-depth stories,
yeah.
A chance to go back and go back. When we get people on for an hour, at least they can hear what the people are saying for an hour, and it's from their own, it's from their mouths to mm-hmm. the ears of everybody, unlike a soundbite on TV or sometimes a reporter's hearing something.
Well, and as you know, I'm a big believer in what you do here, and in what local media does in general, in all of our iterations, whether it's TV or us or you,
yeah.
In various different ways, bringing local issues, local news up to the forefront. And I think that we just got to go out and do that the best we can every day. Some days the result of that is going to be there's some more negativity in the paper because, you know what, some bad stuff happened. And we don't shy away from that. But it bleeds, it leads. You know, it's an old cliche. It works. It's particularly true for certain, you know, for certain types of media. We certainly don't ever, you know, go in and say, hey, there's a lot of blood on the sidewalk. Let's lead with that. That's not the kind of conversations that we have. It's really, you know, very often about just what's the most important.
Okay. Yeah. You know, and I will give to you that there is time. I mean, I know it must be tough sometimes, and because you always can't leave eight cats found and taken care of, that kind
right.
of thing.
Right. Right.
Okay. Look, we got to take a break, but as we're doing this, I'm giving away two rodeo tickets for Thursday night. First person to call 605-4567, 605-4567 gets two tickets to rodeo Thursday night. We're going to take a quick break now. Carl Linda Botlin is on sabbatical today. It's 8:41 in the morning. Our guest is Record Searchlight editor Silas Lyon. We'll be right back.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Reading. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at CrownMotorsReading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
Hi, this is Bob Eubanks from the Newlywed Game, and I really hope to see you at America's Greatest Game Shows.
Ever want to be a contestant on a game show? Head down to Wind River Casino and play our America's Greatest Game Show, Swipe to Win, for your chance to be a contestant live on stage with Bob Eubanks on Thursday, May 31st.
Here's how you could be part of the excitement.
May 3rd through May 30th, Swipe to Win, Play to Win, Stay to Win, plus play bingo, slots, table games, and poker for yet another chance to win show tickets. At America's Greatest Game Shows, everyone wins, but you have to play at Wind River Casino to be a part of our live audience. Over $20,000 in guaranteed cash.
cash and prizes, plus your chance at $100,000. All contestants are picked directly from our live audience. Over 50 winners each show on Thursday, May 31st at 6 p.m. and 9 p.m.
So keep earning those entries and win tickets to America's greatest game shows.
Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. For details on America's greatest game shows, log on to WinRiver.com. It's better on the river.
Hi there, I'm Kurt Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kurt Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Hi, I'm Jeff Hess with Hawkins Companies, a family-owned business for over 35 years. We have purchased the empty Gottschalks building and are proud to welcome Sportsman's Warehouse and Goodwill to Reading. Sportsman's Warehouse alone has brought 80 permanent new jobs to the Reading area. This project has contributed approximately $14 million annually in taxable sales to the economy, and we would like to do more. We would like to thank you for your tremendous support of these projects.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I believe, who was it, won the tickets to the rodeo there? Greg, is that his name?
I just handed
you just handed me, and I just took it outside so we could have it there.
He's a regular listener, a.k.a. Limo Man, and I...
Got it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Limo Man, you got it. You know who you are. Okay, this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Harley-Davidson. Yes! If you're going to ride, ride a Harley. They've been established since 1977 by David and Robin Wright, and who have remained active in the business day-to-day since then. Everything you can imagine for a Harley to ride your Harley or other motorcycles, helmets, vest, you name it, they've got it, including the latest in the 2012 bikes. Sell your bike, trade it in for a new bike. Financing is available. They're located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard in Reading. And they're open from Tuesday to Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Give them a call, 241-7117. That's Reading Harley-Davidson. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
Okay. Let me tell you, when I have a bad day at work, I can look right out my window at the Harley dealership across the street and think, oh, I
that's
should
where
be
we
out there
be.
On a bike.
Okay, well, we've got all types of people backed up, and I don't think I'm going to be able to ask my question, but we'll see. Ann, you're up.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Ann.
I was wondering why you think Anastad held this press conference in Reading. It's almost like it was an attempt to besmirch Doug LaMalfa's name in front of our voters up here. And I was curious. I drove by before the press conference, and there were five people there in Anastad's party, no one else. And then I drove by about 10 minutes later, and there were a total of 12 people. Five being from the Anastad group, and then a couple of reporters, and Pete Stiglitz was there, and I believe DeQuisto was there. So, you know, if this was an attempt to sway the voters of our area, I think it was a dismal failure, and it seems like he would have gotten a lot more favorable coverage if he'd stuck to his home territory. I'd like your opinion about that. Thanks.
Thanks, Ann. You know, I don't know about Carl. I couldn't speak for Sam Anastad as to why he chose up here. But I would say in the case of press conferences, having, you know, we've covered a decent number of them up here. There's not that much local media that sends somebody out to a press conference. So if that's specifically what you're holding, you wouldn't expect the crowd to be very large. And what they're looking to get out of that, of course, is they want us to use our megaphone to broadcast that that out, back out to a much larger group of people, and I'm sure that's what was going on there too.
And Ann, I tell you what, the reason Honestead did it up here is because this is a, you know, this is a strength of the MAFA is up here to the North State because for a variety of reasons. Anyway, thanks for the question. Let's go to our second line. Terry, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Carl?
Fine. Do you have a question for us?
I do. First of all, I wanted to know how the record searchlight arrives at how they endorse a candidate or they have an opinion on a measure. Is that something that just the editors do, or do the editors take a poll of everybody that works at the record searchlight? And my second question is, I've noticed there's been some big pages, like double page ads for Hawkins and where you can buy gold and all that sort of stuff. How much do one of those things cost to put in the record searchlight, and is that more profitable than a tabloid? I'll just take my answers.
Great. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks, Terry. The first question is an excellent one. The editorial board consists of the three of us that are named on the editorial page, myself, Shauna Cannon, the president and publisher, and Bruce Ross, who's the editorial page editor. So the way that we arrive at the endorsements is through a series of interviews with candidates or with supporters of measures on one side, supporters and opponents of measures on one side and another. We ask them a lot of questions. We try to ask them some of the same questions and really get at the key issues that we want to use to make an endorsement on. And then it's a conversation between the three of us, and we don't always agree with each other. Those are not always, you know, it's sort of majority rule on the editorial board. And when it's all done, that's the position that gets written. So that's how that happens. On your second question, I couldn't tell you how much a full page ad is. The structure of our business is that editors get kind of kept away from that for good reason, so that we're not interacting with, oh, this person gave this much money and
it's like $6,500, I think.
Oh,
that's what I've heard. But it's different prices, I think, too. Different spots in the paper.
Yeah, I honestly couldn't tell you, Carl. You likely know more than I do.
Well, no, I doubt that. It's just as people things.
Well, I know you know more than I do, but about that subject, you do.
I don't know about that. Okay. All right. So on A and B, measures A and B, is the papers come out, and your endorsement is?
We are in favor of measure A, and we are not in favor of measure B.
So yes on A.
Yes on A, on B. No on B.
And why was that? If you can hit that quick, because I got another question.
I can hit it quick. Measure A primarily because it's an imperfect project, but it is the project that is in queue at this point, and we believe that the process was followed in a reasonable way, and that the people's representatives did vote. They voted unanimously to approve it. The second, on Measure B, we are opposed to Measure B primarily because it is so large. Far-reaching in terms of the control that it puts on the property down in the bottom and over the next 24 years. And we see that as being overly restrictive and using kind of a mallet to or a sledgehammer to pound an attack. So,
okay. All right, we got to take a break here. Our guest is Record Searchlight Editor, Reading Record Searchlight Editor, Silas Lyons. We'll be right back after these messages.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the 2012 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 23rd. Learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag with a $10 gas card inside. Shoppers save an extra 15% with your Macy's card. Don't miss this community event on Wednesday, May 23rd. Over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast and lunch and more prizes this year than ever. 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. Keurig Coffee Maker giveaways. And at 1 p.m., three Macy's gift card drawings. Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 23rd. Vendors include Forever Women Mastectomy Boutique, Spectrum Prosthetics, High Cap, Interim Homestyle Services, Willow Springs, Shasta County Adult Services, Caravan, Jim Schluter of Edward Jones. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory, Precious Cargo, MD Imaging, Welcome Home Assisted Living, and Macy's. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 and AM 1230 KLXR.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I am committed to actively protecting our renewable resources, mining, agriculture, logging, and ranching. It's time the county starts working for the people, not against. It's time for a change. Vote for me,
Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
In this election, we can vote for more jobs, better public safety, and planning the right way. We can do this by voting yes on Measure A. Measure A will allow a new retail center at Knighton Road and I-5 to go forward. This project has been publicly and thoughtfully planned for years and will bring dramatic safety and traffic improvements to the area. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce supports Measure A because the retail business is still strong in Shasta County, and the project will create 1,600 jobs from managerial to entry level. Let's remember, with unemployment still over 14% in Shasta County, there are thousands of local residents who just want to get back to work. Measure A will also generate new revenue for our sheriff's deputies and local schools. Join the Shasta Deputy Sheriff's Association and the Reading Record Searchlight. Vote yes on Measure A. It's about doing things the right way. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Jobs. Yes on Measure A. Build Knighton Retail Center. Sponsored and major funding by Hawkins Companies.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBont. Gosh, the last segment here, it's been a great day. We've had riding in roadsters, city council meetings, board of realtors talking about Measure B, people coming back at them, and then we have Silas Lyons and the sheriff here discussing Freedom of Information Act, and then now we've had Silas. Now, I've got also, hey, Hotorama, I've got four tickets for Friday or Saturday, for four people. Friday or Saturday for Hotorama, give us a call at 605-4567. That's Hotorama. It's got all types of things at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Friday or Saturday, four tickets. 605-4567. Okay. Silas.
Carl.
We've talked about this in the breaks. On the, on Thursday, May 10th, you had a story that said, Anselmo support in question. And the story was about the Anselmo giving money to different candidates. And you put their three pictures on the front with how much they received.
Right.
And then you went to their opponents and asked them what they thought of this. And, my gosh, what a surprise. They didn't like it. The whole thing is when you have Steve Allen, who's a District 2 candidate, and I know Steve, and he's been on here several times, it's clearly an attempt to buy influence with political decision makers. It's just wrong. I'd send it back to him. Do you really believe that?
Do I believe Steve would send the money back?
Oh, no,
yes,
I know
yes,
Steve
I do.
Would.
I
know
do.
Steve
He's
would.
Not taking contributions
right.
in this
No,
race.
No, and I understand that. And Steve came on and says that he's running because I urge people to run. And I do. Nobody should run unopposed.
Yeah, you're responsible for Steve.
But don't these candidates have a right to take money?
Absolutely. Absolutely,
then
they have a right.
It,
and
is
it not the responsibility
that?
Of the local newspaper to point out the money that is going into campaigns, particularly in this case with Reverge Anselmo's contributions, which are the largest that anybody knows of in this race. He's contributing large amounts of money to people who potentially become a new majority of the Board of Supervisors. He's got active issues with the county. He's in a lawsuit with the county.
Right.
He's been fighting with the county for over a period of years now. It's absolutely relevant. Some people might say, because there are many people who support his position, they may look at this and say, you know, thank goodness there's somebody who has the money to put into this race to support candidates that he believes in, and I'm going to support the people he supports. Other people are going to look at that, and they're going to say, here's somebody who can do what we can't do, you know, normal people, not able to give this much amount of money into a race. I don't feel right about that. And they have said this. I don't like the way that I perceive a person as buying influence in this election. That's why we debate money in politics, Carl.
But you cannot have that debate
in an honest way if you don't.
If you don't bring it up. Okay, now here's what I say: is forget his name is Anselmo. When our people ran for the city council right here in town, the unions gave tens of thousands of dollars, and Steve Allen knows that. And that question wasn't asked because that had nothing to do with this county election. But the but my question is okay, he's able to give money to a candidate. Just like if I, if you're a candidate, Silas, and you and I talk, and 70 to 80% of what you, you believe, I believe,
right.
I want to support you. All right? So I'll write you a check for what I can afford.
Yep.
You know, George Clooney and his buddies write a $15 million to Obama the other day. That wasn't on the front page. Anyway, $15 million.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in some, he writes a $5,000 or a $10,000 to people. And is that wrong? Is it wrong?
Is it wrong that
for
he
him
write-
to be able to? I mean, for him to write to these people, is it,
it
wrong?
It is absolutely his right. The campaign limits are there. It is also right for the newspaper to report when it happens, and that's exactly what we did. I think it was a good story.
Well, I think that if this is a story that is, you know, the headline support in question. It's questioned by the people that are opposing the people he supports, right? I mean, that's,
right.
that's the only people you talk to was the people that they're running against.
The support that he's offering is being questioned, yes.
But
is that factually inaccurate? No. Is it the best headline in the world? No.
Okay, that's all I want.
Okay, you want to admit it's not the best headline,
but
it is a good story.
It's, well, you know what, and frankly...
And it's what local media should do.
Well, you know what, yes, but... I, the headline in question, putting up there is that his support, there's something wrong with it, and there's something wrong to take money from somebody. And I just don't believe that. I mean, this, I mean, people support people. And we've run out of time. Silas,
it's
thank you
bad.
So much.
This has been great,
Carl. Well, you know, we'll come back a little bit earlier next time. We'll get keep the sheriff out of here. Hey, we've got the U.S. Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard in here tomorrow. We're going to be talking to them and the winner of Senior Idol. We got all types of things going on. Oh, Rod Evans from the Shasta Creek Bottom homeowner, or Turn Creek Bottom. It's good guys against bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Ridge.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. No John Edwards, no girlfriend on the stand at the former senator's campaign corruption trial. The defense rests its case without calling either. Live in Greensboro, North Carolina, here's Fox News Radio's Evan Brown.
Chris, the defense rested its case without calling John Edwards, Riel Hunter, his mistress, or Kate Edwards, the former senator's adult daughter. All three were on the witness list going into today's court sessions. The judge has now scheduled closing arguments to begin tomorrow morning. The jury will then deliberate if Edwards' use of money from donors to hide his affair during his campaign was illegal, something that could land him in prison for 30 years, Chris.
Thanks, Evan. President Obama's having lunch with the top leaders in Congress to talk about a to-do list. Fox News Radio's Mike Mackowitz is live at the White House.
It seems the congressional leaders will be eating hoagies. The president conducted a business roundtable earlier today at a local sandwich shop where he unveiled his to-do list for Congress.
Let's go ahead and act to help build and sustain momentum for our economy.
The president